Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected world. Every Tuesday on our show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. And speaking of what's working, have you heard about Comet Eisen? Our guest today is very familiar with Comet Eisen and has created an extraordinary global event in alignment with its arrival as we journey toward integration and connection on our planet. So take a few deep breaths, sit back, relax, and drop into the awareness of this moment as we bring on today's guest, who doesn't feel like a guest at all, I have to say. Today's guest is very familiar. I think we've all heard his voice and we've all heard his name because he's the producer of our show and you hear his voice every week with our integration meditation. So I'd like to welcome David Eisen. Welcome, David.
Well, thank you, Julie, for letting me be here today. And it's so good to be on this side of the glass today.
It's good to have you here too, because it feels just like we're on the phone talking and chatting, and we're just going to have a great conversation today.
Yeah, doing the thing that we do.
Let's do it. You know, on my show, every week we like to start with a shared vision, and I like to talk to our guests about how we're a part of one living, breathing organism, one creation. And I know you have a profound connection with this. You call this process creative consciousness. And I'd love to hear what you want to say to our listeners of what does all things connected mean to you?
Well, that's a wonderful question. And of course, it's a wonderful title for a radio show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For me, I understand that, I look at all things connected through the window of the nature of simultaneity. And I think that in our sort of natural state, which is a state of bifurcation, and a state of duality, that duality is inherent within consciousness. And the mind, the consciousness that is seeing things through the window of duality, does not see the nature of interconnection. The mind that is operating in what we call the bifurcated self, the dualistic framework, that mind sees things in a linear, sequential fashion. And in order to move into the embodiment, into the becoming of what we would call unity consciousness and creative consciousness, the mind needs to move from this dualistic, linear perspective into the understanding of how all things really are connected. And for me, the place where that changed, where it made it possible for me to understand how that actually works, was the understanding of the nature of simultaneity. It's, you see, it's in the dualistic viewpoint, things really are opposing. There's really us and them, up and down, in and out, something and nothing. What the Zen guys call the 10,000 things. Well, the way out of that is to understand that something and nothing, or up and down, or in-breath and out-breath are actually simultaneous. It's one thing. It's one thing. So the presence of the bifurcation in consciousness creates the need to move into the unification. It's really a wonderful understanding to understand that it is through our incarnation, the fact that we inhabit these bodies, and we have this consciousness in all of its bifurcated perceptions and all of its dualistic visions, that it is the very fact that we inhabit these bodies and that we have this inherent dualistic perspective, that is what creates the drive to unification. And in some very significant way, that understanding leads all of us to understand the great questions of why we're here and what is our purpose. Because why we're here is to embrace the joy of incarnation and embrace the journey to connection and to unification. So that's what I have to say about all
that. Well, that was a nice dissertation, but I liked the last part. I could just go, oh, yeah, I forgot about that part. Let's enjoy this.
Right. So many, you know, the road is rough, and the you know, the mountain is high, and the path is full of stones, and at the same time, we would not be walking on this path, we would not be climbing this mountain if we were not incarnate right here, right now, in these bodies. And it is that understanding, and if you will, the surrender, the embracing of my incarnation, rather than seeing this as being a problem, you know, or seeing this as some sort of, you know, vision of hell or some crazy thing like that.
But well, you know, when you say vision, I'm going to jump in here because
yeah, sure.
I got new glasses today. I got new glasses and I can't see. I can't see out of these glasses. Seriously. And I was thinking about that as a metaphor because I was just having a conversation with my friends, Nina and Shelley, last week. And I was talking about that phrase. Everyone's using the phrase, let's create a world that works for all, a world that works for all. And I'm thinking, it's not that the world's not working, and the world does work for all. It's this consciousness that's not working. So it's kind of like these glasses right now. When I put on these glasses, I'm having to turn my head to the left to focus in no matter what. It's kind of this crazy thing. So when we talk about a consciousness that works for all, it's kind of like putting on new glasses and seeing things in a very different way. I like the simultaneity piece. What do you think about that simultaneity of put on these new lenses, a new consciousness, and will the world work for all then, or does the world already work for all?
Well, I think that this is a really big subject, and you know, kind of why we're here at All Things Connected. Because what I take away from your metaphor is several things. The first thing is that growth is always painful, change is always painful, and growth and change are inevitable parts of the unfolding of the reality as it is, number one. Number two, the fact that you got new glasses and now you're wearing the new glasses. You, your mind, your eyes, and your consciousness, if you will, have to adjust to the change. And you have to learn what the new vision looks like through the new glasses. That is what consciousness is doing all the time. That's the journey that we're talking about. And, you know, it starts, that journey is made so much easier through the understanding that, in fact, everything does change. And by embracing the truth of, if you will, the transitory nature of existence, by starting off by saying, I am here to learn to observe reality as it is, I need to break the habit pattern that has me wanting the reality to be what I want it to be. And so one of the primary changes in the first steps in the movement toward...
Hey, David, that's a good time. Hey, hold your thought. That first primary step, I want to hear that in a second, but we're going to take a quick break. We're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, and when we come back, we're going to talk more on all things connected with David Eisen. Stay tuned.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective. Learn to heal yourself and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. Our guest today is David Eisen. We've been talking about the nature of reality. And before we talk more about the nature of reality, which is pretty big, I'm going to get really finite on you. I want our listeners to know how to contact you, David. How can they do that?
There's a lot of ways to get a hold of David Eisen and different worlds, as you have, Julie, different worlds. So, for our listeners, enjoy the meditations at the end of our show, and that features the music from the Chakra Sound System, one of my many sounds true releases. So people can always go to thechakrasoundsystem.com, and there's a way to email me through that website. Also, if you want more, you can go to theisenmethod.com, and there's a way to email me through there as well.
Okay. All righty. We're going to hear more from the Chakra Sound System in a minute. But we were talking about the nature of reality and learning how to observe it as it is for a first step. Let's speak more about that.
Well, again, we're really talking about the practice of creative consciousness, and we're talking about the movement of the inherent bifurcated nature of consciousness into the unified field of consciousness, or some people say unity consciousness. In order to do this, like with your glasses, this is to make that movement from, if you will, from the two into the one. To make that movement requires effort and choice upon the part of the person. Everybody has to make very specific choices that lead them to very specific outcomes. So, for example, it is very well understood that the habit pattern of the mind is to want reality to be what I want it to be. If you were only this way, I would be happy. Or if the world gave me a living, I would be happy. Or if it wasn't raining right now, I would be happy. And so we spend a lot of our time and thinking and energy on trying and being unhappy about the fact that the reality is never what I want it to be. So one of the first steps in this practice of moving the two into one is stepping back and learning by choosing. You actively choose to see reality simply as it is, simply for what it is. And by doing that one simple thing of stepping back and watching yourself try to change the reality and then being seriously unhappy because it didn't work and it didn't change, because it is what it is. So just simply stepping back and observing yourself reacting and responding to the fact that the reality isn't what I want it to be, and then simply making the choice to learn to practice observing the reality as it is. This is a wonderful step toward moving up that rocky path, up that mountain, like that.
You know, when I talk to clients about this this step, really it helps to create the calm in the middle of the storm as well, because your reality then is not caught up in the actual spiraling storm like a tornado or a hurricane moving around us. And we send our love to everybody in the Midwest that is affected by the hurricanes yesterday. But this practice helps us to really stay in this center of calm and to just observe it in this place, not attached to all of the bifurcated nature of fear and all of these other things that are happening out there. Do you want to speak more about that?
Yeah, an understanding along with that is that the mind, consciousness is very agitated in its natural state. And we want to understand and help calm the agitation. So one of the deep places where this agitation occurs is in the area of craving and desire. And so we can really bring that very high concept of craving and desire way down onto the ground and see that one of the fundamental cravings is for existence itself, or the reality that we're living in, to be what I want it to be. This is a craving. I crave, I want. I'm full of desire for things to be what I want them to be. And we can look very clearly there and see that that is a deep source of agitation. So the second part, what you were just saying, is this stillness or this center of calm. And that is what the wonderful teacher Ram Dass, you know, in the late 50s, early 60s, wrote the seminal volume called Be Here Now. And that movement was the first expression of this deeply Eastern concept of being, of learning to be in the present moment. That's what Be Here Now means. And so in creative consciousness, we take that one step further and say, guess what? We have to learn to be here now. It's good to say, be here now. And that was the seminal, you know, door opener of this very profound concept. And having stepped through that doorway, what we finally come to grips with is that we need to choose to observe the present moment and being in the present moment almost every step of the way. It's a continual process of observing being here now. So we have to learn to observe the reality as it is, and then we do that in this creative stillness, in this place that is the present moment. That's what I have to say about that.
You know, I like to look at that bifurcated self as that place where we compare, contrast, compete, and go into conflict. And it's amazing when we can shift that into this other space of being with this conscious choice, this conscious practice, this awareness. All of that just kind of doesn't even exist anymore. We just have 2 minutes till break again. Any really specific tips that you can help our listeners to shift from this place? Okay,
yes.
Go.
I want to share something really quickly, and this will make people so happy. And this is such a liberating concept, and I'll speak very quickly because of the two-minute thing. Every meditation practice and every spiritual practice is out here is based on quieting and stilling the mind, making the mind quiet. Well, in this practice that we're talking about, we understand that human mind is naturally what we call a wandering mind. This mind is always moving, always dancing, always changing, and full of activity inside of itself. So the idea of wanting to quiet the mind or trying to still the mind actually creates more agitation within the mind. So the first tip that I have to offer is to say, let us observe the reality as it is and embrace the liberating viewpoint that I have a wandering mind. And that is the truth of it. So because I have a wandering mind, it gives me the beautiful and wondrous opportunity to learn about the mechanics of how my mind works.
Excellent.
Right? Isn't that lovely?
Yes.
It's completely liberating. I have a wandering mind.
And
so
I'm going to wander off to break because my wandering mind
goodbye.
Is watching the clock. So this
right,
is Dr.
Bye.
Julie. We're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. More with David Eisen when we return.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific events. And 3 Eastern Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, and we have David Eisen here. We've been talking about creative consciousness and so many good tips and things that are happening. But at the beginning of the show, I was talking about what's working in the world, and I mentioned Comet Eisen. Yeah, hear the similarity there? Talk about simultaneity. That's awesome. Comet Eisen, David Eisen, I have you on the line. So you are working on a huge project that is in the same simultaneity as Comet Eisen. Where should we begin? Holy cow. There's an opportunity for our listeners, holy cow, to experience what we're calling Come Together, the event. And so let's talk about Come Together. What's going on?
Well, it's a great big thing. And I would say, just to start off with, that we are making this event, and Julie is most definitely a major part of the Come Together team. So there is a large we here in the idea of Come Together. So what's happening is that there is a comet, and it's called Comet Eisen, and that's pretty crazy because my name is David Eisen, and this is the year that we released the Chakra Sound System, and this is the year that we launched the Institute for Creative Consciousness, and now and last year you and I did the global meditation for the Shift Network, and it's coming up on the anniversary of that, and lo and behold, simultaneously with that comes Comet Eisen. And so what does David Eisen do with Comet Eisen? It's just like such a huge question. It's such a crazy bunch of simultaneous interactions. So I decided to create a musical event and a sound and visual interactive global integration. And that performance is called Come Together. And so there are two Come Together performances, one on November 30th at 8 o'clock in the evening on Thanksgiving weekend on Saturday night, and then the second one is on December 21st on the winter solstice, the anniversary of the Shift Network 1221 thing. So the thing that's happening with the Come Together performances, which is extraordinary, is the understanding that Comet Eisen's arrival, the arrival of Comet Eisen at this time in our history, heralds the dawning of this movement of consciousness that we've been discussing. It's really amazing when you put things into that perspective. So, Come Together is a live global event that appears on Facebook at Celebrate Come Together, Facebook, Celebrate Come Together, and there is a website called CelebrateComeTogether.com. So, you can go to either one of those places and see a whole lot more about what this event is about. But Having said that, let me just share this pretty amazing thing, that the comet can be seen as having a conversation with the sun. Comet Ison took 10,000 years for Comet Ison to arrive at the sun. And this is the point of its destiny. Comet Ison was born, and like a moth to a flame, it traveled to meet with the sun. Our sun is so luminous and so powerful and so attractive that it draws these comets right to it. So Comet Ison is on a 10,000-year journey. It comes to a fulfillment literally on November 28th and 30th. That's when it passes by the sun, and we will know whether Comet Ison falls into the sun or whips around the sun and becomes what's called a great comet, a comet that has survived its encounter with the sun. So our come-together event on November 30th is a contemplative journey of 10,000 years of the comet's journey to its own destiny, to its own selfness, the self-nature of the comet, its conversation with the sun. And so we have produced an extraordinary piece of music that mirrors this 10,000-year journey, and then we've created a video that the music becomes a soundtrack for, and put these two things together to produce this deeply moving, supercharged, energetic experience for the audience that participates in the Come Together, in Celebrate Come Together. So, having said all of that, what happens is that the comet opens a portal of consciousness. And it really does do this. It opens a portal of consciousness, and our event, Celebrate Come Together, is occurring simultaneously with the moment that Comet Ison is hitting the sun and fulfilling its destiny. So there's a way to see the alignment of Comet Ison and its conversation with the sun together with the alignment of humanity and together with the opportunity to step through the portal of consciousness, which we have created this beautiful sound and visual experience that brings the individual through that portal and presents them with the opportunity to step through this portal of consciousness and choose to announce their intention and choose to formulate an intention based on shedding the old way of thinking and embracing the new way of thinking, that unity consciousness, that movement from the duality into the unity. This is possible and made energetically experiential through the Come Together event, which has been designed to do just that.
So the event it's not just this one piece, though. This event, we have about 3 minutes, and I want to make sure we get the details correct. The event that's happening November 30th is like the opening, and it's a significant event in itself. But then we'll come back on December 21st and have a big party.
That's right. And so there's a way to look at Come Together as being a month-long journey, and that journey is in resonance and in harmony with the journey of Comet Ison, and here's David Ison, you know, doing that. And so the the first event on November 30th opens the portal and allows people to step through and to begin to shed the old skin, to shed the framework of duality, and choose to move into the unity consciousness. Throughout that following 3 weeks, we will be posting on Facebook, Celebrate Come Together, and CelebrateComeTogether.com. Throughout that period of time, we will be posting regular inspirational quotes, inspirational ideas, and inspirational choices that we're encouraging people to make.
I was going to say, it's more than a new way of thinking. It's really about a new way of being in connection with each other and the universe.
That's correct. That is why it's called Come Together, Journey to Connection.
Connection, yes. And so I want to make sure our listeners hear that. It's www.celebratecometogether.com. The Facebook links will be right there. And this journey is, you know, we've already have lots of people who know the meditations that we're doing and coming together doing those. But this is just going to be so sweet. And you said 8 p.m. November 30th, that's Eastern time, 5 p.m. Pacific time. And then what time on the 21st?
We're not sure, to be honest with you, and everybody can just stay tuned, but it will certainly be in the evening on Saturday night on the 21st, along with many, many other global celebrations.
Yes.
Our piece provides the opportunity to experience the energetics of connection.
Absolutely. And we are asking our friends to participate in some creative ways. So make sure you go to the website to check that out. And it is time for another break. Before we take that break, I want to remind you, you can find David at thechakrasoundsystem.com. And this is Dr. Julie, All Things Connected. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing. Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And this is Dr. Julie Kroll. We've been talking with David Eisen about so many yummy, amazing things that are happening, including CelebrateComeTogether.com, an interactive journey to connection that we are inviting all to. So please check it out at CelebrateComeTogether.com and visit our website at TheDrJulieShow.com. All the information is there so you can stay connected. And again, all week we continue the conversation on the Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. So go check it out. If you have any questions, let us know. And I just want to remind our listeners, next week we'll be joined by visionary leader Patrick Confly, who is the founder of Unify and MedMob. It will be a great conversation. So now it's time to sit back, relax, and experience all things connected through this powerful deepening integration meditation that we're used to hearing David's voice with and the chakra sound system. So here we go.
Hello, I'm David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here is where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. It's so easy. And now, in this deep state of relaxation, allow yourself to receive the essence of the amazing ideas that you heard about today. Take a moment and experience the feelings of an expanded sense of awareness. And with that expansion, let's take one more step. Open your mind just a little further and welcome your essential self, the aspect of you that is fully aware, totally receptive, and is waiting right there under the surface for you to simply say hello. You got it? Are you feeling the presence of you? So lovely. Lovely. let's take a few moments and allow these essences to come forward. As we are enveloped by the music, simply relax, let go, breathe, and simply receive. Slowly and stay with this feeling of open expansion and deep understanding. You know, you can carry this feeling with you throughout your entire day. So peaceful and so calm and so easy. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today, and I hope you stay with this experience. And now, here's Dr. Julie.
Thank you, David, for that powerful sound meditation. Friends, I hope you experience the power of integration. I'm going to remind you that was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. He's our guest today here. You can find David's work at thechakrasoundsystem.com. And as we stay with this feeling and hold the essence and frequency, we just want to move into some gratitude and feeling this open, expansive feeling that we have, remembering our connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and experiencing this journey to connection with this project to celebrate Come Together. You can check out more about Celebrate Come Together at celebratetogether.com. Celebratecometogether.com. And we're really grateful for this new way of being in the world. This new way of being in the unified field of consciousness and observing reality as it is right here, right now. So we welcome our essential self into this presencing, into this moment every day. And as I do that, I have to thank David Eisen. Thank you, David.
It was really great to be again on this side of the glass with you, and I look forward to doing it some more. So thank you very much for a lovely afternoon. Thank you,
David. I'm so glad you're here. And again, folks, if you want to check out David's work, you can go to the Chakra Sound System, chakrasoundsystem.com, and celebratecometogether.com for more information about the upcoming events. It's really going to be incredible. So thank you, David, and thanks for sharing your passion and your wealth of information. You're really good at giving it away and teaching, and the Institute for Creative Consciousness is amazing. So thank you for that. I want to thank you, a guest, for tuning into the Dr. Julie Show, and join us every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific. Have a great week, and we'll see you right back here next Tuesday with another amazing guest and visionary. So make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guest and to catch up on past shows. See you next week. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.